Let me say basically, if you're Aleph starting on the Amud, first line of the Amud at the two dots. But Tocha Ken Matsav Ne Ken Hashem. The Mishnah said that if you were Zimen birds inside the nest and you come on Shabbos and you find them outside the nest, they're Asur. Gemara says, yeah, like we said yesterday, maybe Lam is Sa'ilei, Rabbi Chanina, Dam Rabbi Chanina, Rov, Krov, Lachach, Rov. Rabbi Chanina had this cloud that he said, if you've got a stira, a contradiction between two claims. One cloud we have is Achar Rabbi Mla, taught you always go off to the majority, and that's we learn, that's a famous cloud, Mishnah, a Pasuk in Pashat Mishpatim. Or Achar Rov, Achar or Karov. And that we learn from Egla Rufa. Of the Egla Rufa, that they found a dead body, the people from the closest town, they'd come and take responsibility. So we've got this klal, karov, or rov. So Rabbi Chanina says that when each klal is at stira, in other words, if we go after rov, we'd say one thing. Or if we went after karov, we'd say another thing, we go after rov. He says, like, rov is the overriding principle, if it's a condition. So maybe we can say this is proof to Rabbi Chanina. Why? We've got rov, the karov, alecha chararov, why karov? Karov, we would say the birds are actually on the ledge. Now on the ledge, so therefore they're karov, they're close to the ledge. So what should we assume? That the birds are good birds. They're the birds we chose yesterday, so they came outside to the ledge. Rov says all the birds in the world are the rov. So these two birds that aren't in the nest, that are on the ledge, obviously are other birds. Our birds flew away, and this is the rov. We go after the rov. And that's why the Mishnah says asur, because of karov or rov, we go after rov. Okay? Makes a lot of sense. Clear? Right? So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, no. It's badaf. You're forgetting, Sir Abaye. They're on the daf. What does it mean, on the daf? All birds come to the daf, he says. And therefore, dechuluhu karov, you know, all the birds in the world are close. Hilchach acharov, that's why we go after the rov. Not because dafka, these birds were on the daf and they could have been. I said, no. Because all the birds come together by the nest. And therefore, all the birds come, both other birds and these birds. And therefore, we go after Rov, not because of the steer over here. There isn't if we go after Karov. All the birds are Karov, he says. All the birds come here to the nest. Okay, that's what I think it's what Abaye wants to say. Rava says, no. Rava says, Bishnei Kirin Zulu Marzul Bishnei. Rava says, no. We're discussing a different case altogether. What's the case, says Rava? To what a case of two nests, one above the other. Just take a moment before we look at something. We'll go through this quickly. Imagine, I saw that picture the other day, right? Of like a circular nest, lots of little kuchim. Imagine there's double decker, like two layers above them. Each one's got their own ledge. So now let's say like this. If I choose the birds on the top, and there were birds at the bottom before you, I say, I don't want those, I want those at the top. Or I chose ones at the bottom, and I didn't want the ones at the top. When I come back the following day, in the nest that I chose, they're sitting outside. In the nest that I didn't choose, the birds are gone. So we can say, wait a second, those birds on the ledge actually are not the ones from inside the nest that I chose, they're the ones from downstairs or upstairs, the ones that I chose have flown away, correct? So we could say that they're asur. And now we might think, okay, if we're talking about birds that fly away, then it's easy because we can say birds flew away and the new birds flew, or the upstairs birds flew away and the bottom ones flew, or the bottom ones flew away and the upstairs ones are there. Make the difference up or down. If they're young birds who don't fly yet, then we might be inclined to say that it would make more sense if I chose the birds in the top nest. And now I didn't want the birds in the bottom nest. When I come in the morning, there are no birds in the top nest and the only little birds on the ledge in the bottom. So I could say maybe the birds on the bottom flew away, the muktzah birds, and these birds, actually the birds on the top, that slid down the pole. But if I chose birds in the bottom, and I now see birds on the top, I think, the bottom little birds who can't fly could never get to the top. No, maybe they could, because maybe they could just climb up the pole to the top. So I don't know. Right? So that's, but look what goes on over here. So said like this, Rava says, talking about two different, he doesn't like what Abaye says at all. It's got nothing to do with a cloud. What's our case over here? Our case over here is up and down. And I don't have to say, says Rava, Zimen betachtonav, that it was dafka where I chose the bottom ones and not the top ones. Right? He says that I chose the bottom of the top ones, and I found on the outside now, velo matzabidun, I didn't find ones in the inside. That's asur, why? What would I say then? Because then what I would have said was, the bottom ones flew away. Now the top ones came down. They slid down the pipe. And the top ones were muktzah. I don't have to say that. Because even I feel the man better. Not even I chose the top ones. Velozi man betachtona, I never chose the bottom ones. Now come and I find there are people at birds at the top. But they aren't inside, they're outside. And the bottom ones are empty. So what would I assume? Ah, it's Pashut then. The bottom ones are gone. The top ones are the ones that I chose. They came outside. Then they said, no. Henech Nami, they also asked her why. The bottom ones, the top ones flew away. And the bottom ones climbed up the side of the nest and got into the top. Okay, how's it there? Shavuotov. So that's what he wants to say. That's how Rav explains that case in Mishnah. Now, the last halacha of the Mishnah was,
Vim ein sham elehe. The Rav doesn't agree that he can assume that those are the ones you're talking about.
Rav says, no, it's always asur.
It's always asur. Doesn't matter what situation.
Even if it was the ones at the top that you chose and the ones at the and the bottom ones you didn't choose, and the top ones now on the ledge, we can still say the bottom ones are the ones that crawled up to the top and the top ones are flown away. Therefore, they're always going to be the mukts ones, always asur in any cases. Okay, so now, as the Mishnah said, if these are the only birds there when you chose them, then you come back in the following day, whichever ones you found, they're yours, because the only birds that were there. So what's the Hachin? What are you talking about? If we're talking about birds that fly, why are you saying that? Just say that those ones that you chose flew away, and new birds flew in its place, and they asur. Why are you saying it's Mutter? We talk about birds that can't fly, they can only crawl. Right? They can only crawl. That one says, now, if you're going to tell me that would be okay, if you told me that the nest was in 50 amas. Why? Because then, adadu. And therefore, there's no other nest within 50 amas, then it's pashut that they are mutar. That I would accept if they're medadadin. Because birds up to 50 amas, 25 meters, wander around, they crawl around. Right. So that makes sense, fine. So we've got to make sure the word says you're right. Lolam dika kemeto chamishama. It is actually in 50 amas. Sorry, it says, no, we're talking about a case where there is another ken within 50 amas. So now, how do I know that these birds are the birds from my original ken? Because within 50 amas, their birds walk around. They could come from another nest. So how come I'm saying it's mutar? Maybe they're birds from another nest that Kavan was that. Why? Okay, go on the Kavan over there. They're in a corner. Look at the picture on Rashi. Look at your Gemara's on Rashi. There's a picture. So you've got the house in the middle. You've got a nest over here, a nest over there. There's 25 meters or 50 amas from the Ken to Ken, but you've got to go around the corner. And now the Gemara will still be okay. Why? Look what he says over here. All I came across was, okay, go on the Kavan over there. I thought, did we have We I thought maybe these are new birds that came, it should be pasul. Kamashla no. Kol echad de medadada bahada chazi lekane. A bird will only leave its nest and start walking that 50 amas. So when it looks back, it can still see the nest where it came from. Gives it security. Right? Ve'i lo lo madada. But if it can't see its nest, it won't walk. So these birds, they'll leave the nest and they'll start walking. By the time they get to half a distance, they're going to turn the corner. As they turn the corner, they can't see their nest. They won't turn the corner. So therefore, we know that it's the birds that were there to begin with. And that's why it's mutar. Okay. Start a new Mishnah now. We have a couple of Mishnahs we saw in the last few daf. We saw the issue of there, Rabbi Yochanan said, Mukhlefet Ashitot, remember? Because we had a problem where we seemed to have a stereo between Behilim and Bet Shammai in our Mishnah, with Behilim and Bet Shammai in the very first Mishnah. In the first Mishnah, it seemed that Bet Shammai was very makil on Simchat Yom Tov, and Bet Shila was a bit more low machli with regards to chopping up their meat in front of the dogs. And we saw a bunch of other Mishnahs where it seemed that Beit Shammai was the Machmir one, and Hillel was the Makil one, but Hillel said Mukhlefet Ashitas. And we tried to now change the Shitas around to align them with the first Mishnah, and then we pushed it up, pushed it up, pushed it up. These are all the examples which we brought. This Mishnah is like this. Beit Shammai Orim Enot Linata Elila Katzev Ala Basar. You can't take the pestle and mortar to use it to chop up wood. Hillel said that you can. And Beit Shammai Orim Enot Linata Orif Nea Dursan. Same thing, if you shechted an Ola, for example, you took his leather hard. You couldn't put the leather out on Yom Tov for people to walk over and trample it because it's part of the tanning process. So that's what he said, right? Velo yagbiu, and you can't even lift it up, says Beit Shammai, right? Elim ken yeshmo kezayit basa, and this is like a kezayit meat on the hide, then the hide is not mukta because of the meat. Because the meat you can take to eat, so you can carry the hide. Like if you're carrying it, it's like it serves as a handle for the meat. Ubehila much, I mean, it says, no, it's all mutar. So we see, Ubehila was makil, but Shem was machmi. So the Gemara, like a tana, we learned, Veshavin, and both Ubehila and both Ubehila agree, Shim katsav alav basar, shasul taltalo. In other words, what Rashi telling, what's the Gemara telling us over here? Look at Rashi, the very first wide lines there, shasul taltalo, de it avid le tzorech yom tov. You mustn't think, remember, this lead, this pestle, why can you carry it? It's a kli mukta machmat isuro. Right? Remember, it's a kli shemelachtol isur. It's a kli shemelachtol isur. No, machmat isur, other way around. We'll see later on that the Beit Shammai team says machmat isur. I got confused. It's a kli shemelachtol isur. Now, we learned in the introduction to the Masechta that a kli shemelachtol isur is mutar letzorech gufo umakomo. You can take the kli if you need it for something else, to use it for, like a hammer to pop open nuts. Or if you need a plate, so you got your hammer in a place that you want to lay the table, you can move the hammer out the way. But letzorech atzmo, you can't. So if it's a hammer with a plastic handle, and it's in the sun, you scare the hand, or rubber handle, the sun's going to melt the handle, you can't pick up the hammer and move it. It's mukta. It's only letzorech mekomo, letzorech gufo. If you need the hammer to use the hammer for something which is mutar, like breaking over nuts, for example, you can move it. But the Tzorech Atzmo, it's Mukta. Okay, so now what are we learning over here? I think that they're both agreeing that you can move the pestle to use it, to shech the meat on it, cut up the meat on it. But once you've used it, it doesn't now suddenly become Mutar for everything. It's a Mukta Kli. Just you can use it for something Mutar. And obviously, if you want to cut another piece of meat, you can take it again. But it doesn't suddenly, once it's Mitoch Shehutra Lezeh Hutra Kol Davar. Okay, that's what I think. I think that's what they're saying over here. So now Amar Abaya says this machlok in the Mishnah between Hila Met Shammai Be'eli. It's about the pestle. Aval Betavre Garme, Tavre Garme, Rashi says via Tavre Garme, he says, Hamiyuchedet lekatzev alei basar, like a butcher block. You got like a proper cutting board that a butcher uses to chop up the meat, whatever the case is. That's okay. So the words I don't understand. And they says there, Dira Kol Mutar, Odegrit Mutar. It says, Pshita, it's possible they all say Mutar. Elika, Mishnah said, Eli, the pestle, why are you thinking that the butcher block? So Abai says, no, I need to tell you the din. Why? Ma'alit, what would I thought? Too, I didn't have to do Tabragami. Nami, would Ma'alit thought that Behilel and Shabbat argue about the Tabragami as well? Vahari Tani Eli, Lodiachachach and Behilel, Tafilu Davash Lachtol Isur, Dami Sharu. And the reason why Behilel says, yeah, you can use it, is to prove to you the Koach, the Heteira, of Beit Hillel, that not only is a Tavra Garmi, he says he's Mutar, which is Pashur is Mutar, Beit Shammai says Asur, but even a pestle you can bring and use it for the same purposes. Kamashla, no. Kamashla, no, that's not the case. There's no Machmir Beit Shammai on the Tavra Garmi, Beit Shammai would say it's Mutar. Okay? Iket, I mean, another version of this Machloket, Amar Abai, Abai says, Lo Nitzrecha Ela Filu Tavra Garmi Chalit, that Abai says that Lo Nitzrecha Ela Filu Tav, not only is the pestle, but even a new Tavra Garmi. This because it might be a thought. Why would you think that the new Tavra Garmi, the new chopping board, is Asur? He says, Mimlach lo tavale, because you might end up carrying it, and then after the sale, you know, I don't want to use such a brand new board and go and chop it up and everything. I want to keep my little board new for a while. And therefore you'd carry something which now basically becomes tiltul lo letzorech, and therefore it's mukta. It's only mukta if you're going to use it. If you don't use it, it becomes mukta. Kamashla, no. Not a problem. It's mukta, no problem whatsoever. So Gemara seems to apply this. So from this we see that Beit Shammai doesn't really care that you might change your mind. He isn't worried about you changing your mind and not using the board. As the Gemara says, Beit Shammai lo chayshi limlucha. Isn't Beit Shammai concerned that you might change your mind? Va'atanya, we've got a bright, the Gemara quotes a brighter over here. I think in Masechet Shabbos. It says, no, not in Masechet Shabbos. It is, Tosefta in this Masechet, okay. Beit Shammai omrim, ein molichin tabach, Vesakin etzel behema. Beit Shammai said you can't take a shoichet or a knife and to the animal. Velo behema etzel tabach vesakin. You can't take an animal either to where there's a shoichet there or a knife. Why? Because Behila omrim molichin ze etzel ze. And Behila said no problem, do it for your entree. Beit Shammai omrim emolichin tavlinu madod etzel medoch. And same thing. Beit Shammai says you don't take spices and a madoch etzel medocha. So a pestle and spices to a mortar. Okay. You don't take the mortar either to the spices and to the pestle. He says, no problem, not a problem, you can do it. Why? It's mutar for yontif. So the Gemara says, in other words, Beit Shammai says no. Why? Because Beit Shammai is concerned that you might take it and in the end not shech the animal. If you don't shech the animal's booked, sir, right? A chicken's okay too. If you're going to take a chicken to shech, you can't take a chicken for a walk on Yom Tov, right? You can't go for a walk with your chicken and carry it in your hand and go walking around because you feel it needs to get a bit of fresh air, right? You can take your chicken to go shech it. A chicken's not booked, sir, if you're not going to eat it. So you take the animal just to a butcher, to a sheikh, and you don't eat it. According to Beit Shammai, he's worried. You're going to eat it, could be with tiltul muktzah, l'ol tzorich. And Beit Shammai said, like, Moshe Hachi, actually, you're comparing the two. Bishlo behem atlim luchay. If you haven't got a, if you've got a live animal, you might change your mind. They're not shechted. Why? Dama, nashvika, behem, kechusha. You might say it's a little bit less, it's a bit of a thin, scrawly animal. Umaytina behem, achitu de shman. Mina, you might pick a fattier one. Or kedera, you might also for meat. Nami atlim luchay. You might end up eating a wild. You say, dama, nashvika, kedera, the bite. Tell he's too much spices. I don't need so many other spices. There you can change your mind. You decide not to grind the spice in there, not to shech the animal. But in our case, Michael, what are you going to say? Mimlach v'lo taba, the guy's already got the meat there. We're not going to chop it up. Came in the shachta. It's there, but Shammai's a worry about it. Therefore, it's not, even though Beit Shammai sometimes does worry about him, it's all with regards to the gufo shel inyan. And yeah, you're going to check the animal there. It's pashut that you're going to want to cut this animal up and not leave it. Therefore, you wouldn't worry about a new chopping board. Okay, so that, now the Gemara carries on and says like this. Beit Shammai Omrim, Ein not nine ta'orbe. We saw that in the Mishnah here. Beit Shammai said, you can't put the leather out there to be trampled on Yontif. So when it says, Tana v'shavin shabokhin abasad etzli. But Beit Shammai would agree that if you've got the leather out there, that you can salt meat on the leather, for tzli, like for roasting. It's like tzli, like open fire roasting, you know, because you actually don't need to, you don't need to salt meat to kasher it for open fire grilling. Like when we kasher liver, we don't salt it, we grill it on open fire. So therefore, he's not worried about Shammai if you salt a bit of meat over that thing. Look, Rashi, the ain molchir leather, you're putting on too much salt. So no one's going to think that you're actually putting salt on the leather, because salt on the leather is part of the tanning process. So Amar Abaya lo shanu letzli, about a kedera lo. So Abaya says on that only for tzli, but not for kedera. In other words, not like meat for a pot. Because I understand, pshita letzli, the writer said, letzli, why would we think kedera? He says, in the haka mashulam, what do we learn from here? Da'afilu letzli, ka'ain kedera asur. Even if it's tzli, in other words, tzli, you might think that tzli, you can always do any tzli, no matter how much salt you put on tzli, because normally tzli, you don't need to know, but if you're going to do tzli, you now want to salt it, if you were cooking it in a pot, you couldn't do tzli either. Okay, because that's really too much salt, you wouldn't be able to do it. Tarabana, ein mochin et achalavim, ve'en me'apchin bahin. So now the bright, because another bright of on the same idea of salting. Now, chaylev, for example, chaylev of an animal, domestic animal, is asur to eat. But it's not asur bahana'a. I think you can like feed it to your dogs, or you can use it for fire. You can use it as fuel. You know, you can melt and use it as fuel, the chaylev, and burn it, whatever the case was. So you might want to keep these chaylevim now for after yontif. So what do you do now? They don't have a fridge or a freezer. So to stop this chaylev from stinking, you'd salt it. Right? So the brightest of your ain mochin rachaylev, ain mochin bahin. So Rabbi Shua amru, shotcham beruach agaba yetedot. Rabbi Shua says, now you can spread them out in the wind on pegs, like hook them up so the wind can dry them out. It's like making biltong. You can make biltong out of them, right? You can like dry them out, beef jerk or whatever, and dry them out. It's not a problem. That would be okay. So now Rab Matna says, Alachak Rabbi Shua. He's Alachak Rabbi Shua, which means that you can do it. Yikad Amri, Rab Matna, Alachak Rabbi Shua. And there's another version that says, Alachak Rabbi Shua. So we're now wants to understand what's going on over here. What's the nafka mina between whether we say it is or isn't like Rabbi Yeshua? Why do we have to say that? What's his bishul the mind amar halachak Rabbi Yeshua? We understand the mind amar who said the halach is like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? It's true. It was necessary to say so. Why? Salka data chamina yachid Rabbi malachak Rabbi. We might have a hava mina that the klal is if you got a machloket tanakama, which is at the end of the day, if it's not mentioned by name, its idea is Rabbi put it stam as if it's Rabbanan. It's got a klal of Rabbi. And that Rabbi Yeshua is a Yachid. And the regular klal is Yachid v'Rabim, Melachak Rabim. And therefore, it was necessary for Rabbi to tell us, in that particular case, Halacha like Rabbi Yeshua, like the Yachid. Kamash lach al Yachid. And the mind of Enelachak, but the mind of Amri, we said, Yesh Ikad Amri, Ain alachak Rabbi Yeshua. What's the chiddush pshita? Yachid Rabbi alachak Rabbi. We didn't need Rabbi Mack to tell us that. If you hadn't told me alacha is lakim, I would have said there's a klal. Rabbi in beyachid alachak yachid kerabim. Therefore, alachak is not like Rabbi Yeshua. It's pashut. So the question of Mahu, what would you have thought? Why was it necessary for that, even according to that Yesh Omer, to tell us alachot not like Rabbi Yeshua? Mistaber tam Rabbi Yeshua. We might have thought like Rabbi Yeshua. Why? De'ilo sharit leif. Remember, Rui, I told us to come into the beginning of the discussion. De'ilo sharit leif. If we didn't allow you to now go and stick up those pegs and assault them, mimne velo shachit. We might have thought that Rabbi Yeshua is right. He's onto something. If I don't allow you to dry out the chalev, you wouldn't shech the animal. If you didn't shech, you'd be being mema'et oneg simchat yontev. So therefore, not to prevent you from shech the animal, Rabbi Yehuda might say, you know what, dry out the chalev. You might have thought that, and if you might be inclined to paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, even though he's a yachid. Kamashla, no, it's asur. Okay. So that is, that's the circle. The question says, why is that different from Orlif Ne'ad Dorsan, where Rabbi Hillel says that you can stick the leather out and let people walk over it? Why can't you salt the chalev? Right? Wow, that's a good question over here. Look at Rashi. My time or lifting the sharu behila, mishum de ilo sharit le mimnel veloshchite. With the or, we'll see just now in a moment that Ulu will explain to us that why the behila say that a paskin in the end that you can stick the leather out there and have people walk over it. Because if you couldn't do that, you might not shecht the animals. But doesn't if that leather is going to waste, I'd rather not shecht the animals. I'd rather wait till after yontif and not shecht it today. Right? So therefore, why do we make a difference between the chaylev and the leather? So where it says, the hatam lo mukhecha milta. He says, because there, with regard to the leather, look at Rashi, shteheshti chatola tzorech ibud demaymar amar. It's not so pashut that you're sticking the leather out there ready for it to be treated for part of the tanning process, like they're making the leather soft, etc. Because look at Rashi, hide the rabbanan le tator if now adrisa. The reason that you put it out there for people to walk on it is mipnei tzorech yom tov itiru for yontif. Shafti chatot tzorech yom tov. Techaz lemitzka, you could sit on it. There are other uses for that leather hide on Yontif, which is actually part of the Yontif Simcha. We learned the other day, they would sit on the floor, they put clothes down, like sit on their knees and crouch, etc. So they want to cover the floor. So not everyone immediately appreciates the reason you're putting it there is to flatten and soften the leather. They might think you actually put it out there so that you can use it, so therefore it's okay. Right? Aval hacha, but yeah, gavei chelavim, says Rashi. Ki sharit l'shotcha, they allowed you to spread them out. Right, mucha milta shel tikkun achelavim mitartu. That says, Pasha, why are you putting the chaylev out there? Putting the chaylev out there to dry up for the chaylev. There's no other inyan of yontif. Va'atinami lam lechinu. And that comes that you can even salt it. Umelicha mi'avot belachot. It's one of the avot belachot. But that was lo ibud. It's not. Va'hamocho va'hamabdo. If part of the treating process is salting, it's an av belocha. So therefore, you can't salt. Therefore, they don't let you to put it out to dry either. You can't compare it whatsoever. Look back in the Gemara. Hata lo mucha milta mishum nechaz lemigzale. Hacha aklimei v'dekah my time is shor l'rabbanan. Why rabbanan allow me to do this? Ki echid lo zlashach, it wouldn't stink. They'd say, ah, ma'ali mishtachinu, ma'ali lemin lachinu. What's the reason if I lay it out, if I salt it? And therefore, I'd come to salt it. Amar b'yura, amar Shmuel, molech adam kamechad lo basar b'varachat. Now we're on the case of salting over here. Shmuel says on Yontif, now normally on Yontif, you get to prepare what you want for the day of Yontif itself. If you do too much, if you start salting too much meat, it looks like you're doing hachana for tomorrow. A zil shud of yontif. So says over here, says Shmuel, that you can do salting of meat if you do it in one shot. That says the chat tiruch lechul. If you just like open a packet of salt over all the meat in one shot, so what it's more doesn't make a difference. That's okay, that amount of tiruch. Right? Rav Ada bar Ava, he's got another solution. He says marim. He says umalach gam gam. He takes a piece and he takes one piece to salt it. And he says, ah, you know what? I prefer to eat that piece. And then I salt that piece. Yeah, I prefer to eat that piece. And I salt that piece. And slowly he salts the whole thing. And it's all as if it's all lichvod yontif. But really, it's a way for him just to get around the show. Once he's salting, he salts everything all together. Okay, next Mishnah. It's another Mishnah which we saw as well about Mukhlefet Ashita. So, Beit Shammah, Omer, Emes Salkinet Atrisin, Beyom Tov. Beit Shammah says, you can't take off the window shutters on yontif. Beit Hillel Matirin, and Beit Hillel says, it's mutar. Even to put it back. So how do you understand the Mishnah? That Beit Shammah says you can't take them off or put them back. Hillel says no problem. You can take them off and you can put them back. Correct? There's a machloket, both the taking and putting back. That's how it's pshat in the Mishnah is. Look at Rashi over here. I skipped out a lot of the Rashi's over there. Marim. Okay, we haven't got Rashi's yet. Now Rashi's the Mishnah. So one says, my trisin. What are trisin? What are trisin? So I'm all the trisay chanu. We're speaking about the trisay of chanuyot, dafka of shops. Right? Not of houses. Look at Rashi. Chanuyot, kamot tevotein, vomdot beshuka in the marketplace. Like they got these guys who got their booths. And they aren't attached to the ground. So we aren't worried about bonnie over here. Like imagine like a type of a caravan type of thing in the marketplace. And they've got these big windows. And what do? You bring down the window and you get a shop counter. Right? We already saw that on Yontif. Guys can come in and take what they want from you as long as they don't mention any prices. After Yontif, you come and you pay them. So it says over here, Ula, Trisei Chanuyot. Specifically shops. And Ula says like this. Says like a shlosha dvarim itiru sofan mishum tchilata. There are three cases in Halacha where Chachamim allowed sofan. The end, you allowed to do something in the end which they wouldn't have liked you to do in the end. Why? Mishum tchilatan, to make sure that you'll do the first stage. Okay, look at that, right? And then look what it says over here. Ula mishu sofan she'enu tzorich yom tov. The end is not tzorich yom tov, but they allowed you to do it nonetheless. Mishum tchilatan. Look at Rashi. Shu tzorich yom tov. Because that is Torah Yom Tov. E lo sharit sofan. If they didn't allow the end, lo avit chilatat, we wouldn't do the beginning. And the beginning was Torah Yom Tov. The end wasn't Torah Yom Tov. They said, you can do the end. Why? Because of the beginning. Now look, v'elu hey, what are they? Or lifne adorsan, our case of putting out the leather in front of the dorsan. Look at Rashi, why? Hutru shtichatan, mishum shchitatan. If you didn't put that garment, says, I'm not going to shech the animals today. If I can't, my leather's going to go wasted. Leather's an important source of wealth for the Kohanim. If you don't even deal with the leather, I won't shecht. I'll rather wait till tomorrow to shecht. The trisei chanuyot, and so with the shops, hutru chazratan mishum slukan. Guys, if I can't close my shop in the afternoon on Yom Tov, I'm not going to open in the morning. So, okay. The chazarat retia b'migdash. Same thing over here. B'shabbos periklal galim, 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 b'shabbos periklal galim. If you put out like a cream onto your arm, to put your plaster back on, your bandage back on, whatever the case is, it's just the right to there of rubbing in a b'machek. So Kohanim, if they had a wound on their hand, whatever, they had to take their plaster, not a wound, because you couldn't avoid it with a wound, but let's say it was like a, I don't know, something, whatever the reason they had it, and they had a bandage on. To do avodah, they had to touch. They couldn't have a chatitza between their hand and whatever they're doing, the Kohanim, right? So they take their bandage off. So if you wouldn't let a Kohen take his bandage, put it back after the avodah, he wouldn't take it off. He's like, I won't do avodah today. So to enable him to do the avodah, we didn't do even a safek of Isur D'oraita B'machek. Right? That's what Ula says. V'rachava Amar Rabbi Yehuda, and Rachava, and Rabbi Yehuda says, and even another example, he says, there's a klal, right? That we know we've got people pushim, right? The chaverim, who are makpid to do everything but tara. So they won't eat food that's been touched by an amaretz, because the assumption is an amaretz, tameh. He's metameh the food. So Chamin said, during the regal, we're not really around, we don't embarrass anybody. They made a klal that all amaratzim were tahorim for the regal. So therefore, what Ruchav is telling us over here is that during the regal, if they'd already opened up a barrel of wine to sell it, and now an Amaretz comes and touches the barrel because he wants to buy out the barrel, sticks his cup and touches the barrel, so the Chacham would say, oh, Ivavoy, I'm not going to open a barrel of wine and sell to these people because I'd rather do it after Yom Tov. It becomes Tame. Chacham said, no, don't worry, you can finish off the barrel. Or they'd make bread and Issa, dough to make challah, and Amaretz would touch it. They'd say, ach, now it's tamay. No, don't worry. You already started baking to sell for the people in the regel. You can carry on after Yom Tov. It's tahor as well. So Rechav brings it as well. Mm-hmm. Just interesting point over here. Rashi makes a fuss of it. So I'll bring mention it. Rechav Amar Rabbi Yehuda. He says Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda can be either Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. Right? It can be with Rabbi. Or Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Or his grandchild or great-grandchild, Yehuda Nasiya. Right? Look what Rashi says over here. Rashi says, V'rachav Amar Yehuda, Yesh mefarshim safek mishmei de Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. And I think it might be in the name of Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Or safek mishmei de Rebbe Yehuda, or maybe Rav Yehuda the Amora. So we're not sure who it is. That either safek Rav Yehuda or Rebbe Yehuda Nasiya. Definitely Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, because too far back. Right, Savani Omer says Rashi, Lo Ra'a Rechavet Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. He never saw him in his life, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya. Dahavi Pumpedita Have, Velo Matsinu Shalah Leit Israel. Okay, and it turns out Rechava was the Talmid Muvhak of Rav Yehuda. Therefore, Rashi at the end, you skip down a couple of lines of Rashi, there he says, Velo Ayalo Meb Rav Acher, Have Kari Le Rabbi. The law nifseke but Rav Yehuda achrina, not to nispeke, not to make a mistake. So we're actually going to read it over here. Rechava says, not in the name of Amar Rebbe Yehuda, ever Rechava Amar Rabbi, comma Yehuda. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda. My Rav Yehuda, not anybody else's Rav Yehuda. I was not even confused. Actually, so it's Rabbi, even though it's called Rabbi, and Rabbi is normally a Tana. There were Amorei Etish also called Rabbi. Right, like Rabbi Yochanan is an Amora, but he had smicha, so it's called Rabbi Yochanan. Where Rav Shmuel, etc., aren't called Rabbis. Or you have Rav Yehuda, right? Rav Yosef, Rabbi, etc. The Amoraim of Bavel never had smichas, they were called Rav, not Rabbi. Okay, as he's, this is not to be confused with Rabbi Yehuda, but this is Rav Yehuda, just Rechava mentioned him as follows. So he says there as well that that's an extra case. So he mentions four other cases, well, five other, two other cases actually, like the, all the regular, same idea, all the wine, all the, all this. And now the Gemara is like discussing each one of them. All if now Dorsan, sticking out the levia to be trampled on, it's a Mishnah, we know it's a Mishnah, what's a Chilush Abula? So we're saying there is a Chilush, why? Ma Huda Tamer, what would he have thought? Tamayu Rebbe Hillel Mishum de Chazi Le Mizgalayu, we might have thought, like we said already, that what's Rebbe Hillel's whole heter for allowing you to use this leather, because you might come to sit in it, and therefore that's why. But this muchachem, not muchachem milted, you're actually doing it for drissa. Now, so what would you have thought? Therefore, even if you had shechted animal erev yontif, you could bring the leather on yontif and put it there, people to trample on, because people, it might also be used for yontif. Kamashla, no, it's only the shechita on yontif that we allowed you to use that leather. Right, kamash belan hitiru sofan mishum tchidatan de yom tov in de erev yom tov lo. Don't get carried away here. It's only a heter for animals that were shechted on yom tov itself. The same thing, tris chaniot, same idea with the windows. Namite, we also learned that in the Mishnah. He'll match you enough. Now Mishnah, yeah, but he'll say you can bring them back. What's the problem? So we say, what's unis chirush? We says no, is a chirush. Why? My who? What did we have thought? Ta'amayu hilel mishum de'ein binyan bekeli mishum bekeli. We might have thought that what's Mehillel's reason that you can do this? Because at the end of the day, there's no binyan b'kalim. Remember, we know this in Shabbos. The melocha of born doesn't apply to kalim, and therefore it's not attached to the ground. This Rashi made the point. It's a kli, and it's got to a kli alav. So there's no binyan asteris. Therefore, you can do it anytime. You can do it even with a house, the window in your house, lav dafka shop. And I feel the batim nami, kamashla not owning your shop. Why? Because a special dispensation. Hitiru sofan mishum tchilatan. Only that you open your shop, the chanuyot in the batim lo, doesn't apply in your house. This, it's a special heter for that. The next one was chazrat l'tir b'mikdash. Same idea, putting back the bandages. Where it says namiti, we already learned that, right? And the Gemara quotes over here. The Gemara says eruvin machzir l'tir b'mikdash. Avro medina, but not in the medina, only by mikdash. So what's a chilush? Why the tiri? So we say is a chilush. Mahu the time, what did we have thought? Time and what's the reason that you're allowed to do it? Bishum the ain shvut b'mikdash. We discussed this a lot of times, right? Because shvut is the rabbanan. We say why? Because there's no isur ed rabbanan in the Beit HaMikdash. Now we used to always think that no isur means that there's no isur rabbanan whatsoever in the Beit HaMikdash. It's not true. There's only no isur rabbanan when it comes to doing melocha, doing avoda. But other isur rabbanan apply. So therefore, say yeah, filu koint lo bar avoda. You might have thought any kohen could to take a band and put it back on yontif, even if he wasn't doing avoda. Kamashla no, he tiru sofan mishum tchidatan the bar avoda in the lav bar avoda. If the kohen is doing avoda, he's the guy's now to take it off and put it back on, because otherwise he wouldn't take it off in the first place. He couldn't put it back on. But the guy's not doing avoda, he can't take a band on and off as he wants. That's what the Chiddush of Ulah had to tell us, that it's kodot tchidatan. Now the fourth example there that Rechava gave us, potachet chavito namitrin. We also learned that, right? And the Gemara quotes over here, Gemara Chagiga, Hapotech et Chavito Matchil Bisoa Gava Regel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yigmor, Chavimim Lo Yigmor. So we see over here, Rabbi Yehuda says as well. So what's Uda's Chidush? What's your Chavis Chidush? She says, is a Chidush. Why? Mahu, what would you have thought? Tumat Amaretz Beregel Ketahara Shvuya Rabbana. Fafa Gav the Lord Chil Nami. We might have thought that when we said there that from the regel these Amaretzim are Tahorim, we might have mistakenly thought that they tahorim in the sense that Rabbanan said during the regel, and I'm aretz is tahor, and therefore, even if I hadn't yet opened my barrel, and it wasn't starting to sell. It was just dumb for some other reason. I already touched my wine. I think that wine's also not tahor, not tameh. No. Kamashta, only if you're selling the wine, it's for selling, to make you open the barrel of wine to go and sell it, or to get your bread baked to sell it. That's when we allowed it, not in other time. Berukin goes, yeah. You started selling it, and then we say it's mutar. Lo hitchil, they're not. So Gemara says, okay. Vula my time, Amar Hawan. Ule bring this fourth example of Rechave as well. Gemara says, Bepuk de lo kamari. Ule, what? When do we get involved in machlokot? So in the cases of the leather dorsan, putting people there to trample on it, or putting back the windows. Or the case of the reti of the bandages, there he was happy to mention it to you. But this one, yeah, we saw it be announced, the machloket Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda. We saw that in the Brighter. We quoted the Brighter from Chagiga. It said Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan said no, and Rabbi Yehuda said yes. Right? So the Gemara said, I understand. Does Rashi mention anything else about that? Plug lo kamari vaha pligi Rabbanan larat. So he said, the Gemara said, I understand. But henech nami plug teninu. But these other three cases is also machlok Rabbi Hillel Beit Shammai. So it's an amazing yesod in the Gemara. Now listen to what it says over here. Beit Shammai omrim makom beit kum. And it says like this: when it's Beit Shammai omrim beit Shammai bimkom beit Hillel, eina mishnah. That's not called a machloket. Okay. Now this is quite important. I saw a note. I'm not sure where I saw it in the stands out in the article. I'm not sure where I saw it. I don't know. I read it during Shabbos this afternoon. That when Rebbe put into the Mishnah other dayot, he put those dayot in. Because there might come a time when you want to rely on that daya. Might be a kula, whatever the case is. But Hillel Beit Shammai is never, you can never paskin like Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai is only brought there as an introduction to Beit Hillel. And more, I didn't say that today, but this we know as well, that Beit Hillel always put Beit Shammai first out of kavod to them. Right? Beit Shammai is mentioned there. This is Beit Shammai said, that's not the aloha, and this is Beit Hillel. So Beit Shammai is not called the machloket. Rabbi Yehuda Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon, whatever case is, those are machlokot. That's called a machloket. They wouldn't want to get involved in that machloket, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. But in our case, Rabbi Hillel Beit Shammai, it's called a machloket, there's the psika. The psika is Rabbi Hillel. He mentioned those, he didn't want to mention the others. Okay, let's quickly finish off, yeah. Now, so our Mishnah, seemed to imply that Beit Shammai Hillel argued both about putting the windows, taking the windows off, and putting the windows back. Right, that's why it's the Mishnah. The words like this, Matniti in our Mishnah. Look at Rashi, the third line from the bottom at the beginning of the line. It says, Matniti diktani besiduk dami pligi lav ki hai tana. Our Mishnah, which also has a machloket, both about putting back. It's not like this tana. Because this tana is like the law ki hai tana. What does this tana say? The Amar, Imriya quotes a Tosef in this Masech, the Amar, Abishur min Lazar, Mordim beit Shammai Hillel, Shem esalkin ratusim yom tov. In this Mishnah, this writer, yeah, Hillel and Shammai agree, you can take them off. Lo nech rel lahaksi. They only argue you can't put them back. What is the medrum we're talking about? But she actually in tzir, where they've got a tzir, they've got a hinge. But and then tzir, they are called mutar. But they haven't got a hinge; it's all mutar. You can put the everybody said you can put the Beit Shammai. We said I don't understand. But hi Tanya, we got another brighter. We said we have a hi Tanya. Rashi says yeah, but she ain't tzir who the tshari by Hillel, but she yesh. Right? But they that be by med by mamurim, but she ain't tzir. If Hillel says it's Asu when there's a tzir, so what do you mean they only argue there's a tzir? No one says it's okay when there's a tzir. The machlok is when there aren't tzirim over there, aren't hinges. It's a rabbiya, no. If the tzir is on the side, everyone says it's Asu. They actually pictures, it's all pictures, look at the pictures there. Tzir on the side means like two tzirim, one on the top, one on the bottom. Right? That's tzir on the side. So there he says, everyone says asu. There's no tzirim whatsoever. Everyone says it's mutar. There are no hinges. Keeping, what's the machloket? They've got one tzir like in the middle of the thing. Right? Then Beit Shammai says asu. He says, why is it asu? Because we goes there, the tzir in the middle, as if you would come to make a mistake, you use tzir on the side. And the one that says, Elo Gazri Rabbi Hillel says, we don't Gazri Gozer, there's the tzirim on the side, which is Asur, tzirim in the middle is okay, and we don't have to worry about you getting confused, and therefore he says, Mutar, and it's completely different to our Mishnah altogether. End of Abiyah.